Hello, AIMP Nashville Pubcast listeners. I have to start this episode off with a big thank you. We are starting off our fifth season, and we truly couldn't have done it without you. So keep on listening and checking back in with us. We truly appreciate it. In this episode, we get to know Jesse and Dennis McCoskey of Relative Music. And one of the things I really dig is we're going to hear about their desire to create what they termed a people company. Dennis, if you want to add to any of your bio before we get started, I'll let you kick it off and tell us a little bit about yourself.
You know, my wife is a musician. We moved out to LA in 79, and I got lucky. The first song I ever wrote, co-wrote, was Mirror Mirror for Diana Ross. And then I started writing for movies, and I wrote the title theme for this movie, Summer Lovers. And Maniac was the third song that I wrote. And I was, you know, I've been so fortunate with that, and got to write with, all my favorite, all my heroes, and Boss Gags, Heart of Mine, and a bunch of other songs. And I've written for original songs for about 26 movies, but I've been over 100, and I really enjoy the whole spectrum of it. And moving here, you know, it just taught me how to be a better songwriter, because some of the best songwriters in the world live right here. It's always just about, you know, growth and challenging yourself. And then, like you said, I got the opportunity to work with Jesse, and Jesse and I have really been having fun with this Relative Music group. And we'll get into that as we go on. But we also just started a new company called Relative Red Music Group that's also under the Sony deal. And that involves Jesse, myself, and Michael Hardy as equal partners.
I love it. Jesse, you want to fill us in on a little bit of your background?
Grew up around music. My father, being the songwriter that he is, I always let me hang around the studio at the house, and always knew that I wanted to do something in music, and played piano my whole life and wrote songs and didn't know exactly where I wanted to land, but just knew I wanted to be around music. And so while I was doing that, I worked for various publishing companies. My dad started pitching songs, taking meetings, setting up rights, learning about the songwriting business.
When did it become where you guys decided, all right, we need to do this together, and we're gonna make this a company and really go for it and start signing other writers? What was the impetus of that?
Michael's first deal was coming up with my dad and his former partner in a publishing company. And I think Michael was coming to a point in his career where he wanted more individualized attention. He just wanted a different look than he had before. And I was on the road with Bailey Bryan, playing piano and doing things with her, and just realized the opportunity and how talented Michael is and how much I believed in him. And that here's a point in my life where I'm going to take a loan out. I'm going to do half of it with my dad if he'll let me, and I'm going to work full time on this guy, all in, every day. He's my only focus. See what happens. And that's what happened. And it was obviously the best decision I made business wise in my life. So,
hey, as they say, that's not a bad investment on any level. And you know, a lot of industry people know, but sharing as much as y'all feel comfy on this, what I also appreciate, not just that there's family, but to speak to Hardy, what a loyal guy. Cause I know at the time his first deal came up, he was possibly one of the hottest writers in town. And everybody and their mother came after him. And I could not be more, proud's a word, because I love loyalty. But it just is so cool to see that he continued to work with you guys and put his belief in what you guys are doing together. And that, my friends, doesn't happen all the time. That's very unique. So a little shout out to Hardy for his loyalty on that one.
We do not take that for granted.
No, I can speak to that so tenfold. Hardy has been the most loyal, and he's been the easiest person and the most professional person that I've ever worked with in my career. And I know Jesse feels the same way. And he could have had any deal anywhere that he wanted. He decided to stay with us. And like Jesse said, we are so grateful and so aware of it. And, you know, that's one of the reasons we started the new company. And that's why we're building something together.
as this has kind of taken off somewhat quickly with, obviously we've talked enough about Hardy. We'll bring in some of your other guys, but he launched this thing and he has just had an amazing run and will continue to. He's only just beginning his artist career. That's going to be a whole nother level for him, as we all know. How's this affected the growth? I mean, there's so much that comes in. Is there any growing pains, or what are some of the challenges you guys have seen? And maybe you can touch on like having him as an artist now, not always writing. Has that affected his output or the ability to get outside cuts, or how's that been going?
He doesn't have as many days as he used to have to write, but any day that he has available, he wants to write. He just loves it. It's not like he's doing it just for his job. And he's not just writing for himself all the time either. He's writing all different types of songs. And he's been getting just as many outside cuts, I feel like, now with his artist career going on as he did before, if not more. It's more just a balance, trying to find a balance to where he doesn't burn himself out by going too hard, because he does want to write that much and he doesn't want to let anybody down. And that's the type of guy that he is. And making the most of the opportunities, just realizing the position that he's in and putting him in the best room that I can every single time. And sometimes that means moving something last minute or doing something uncomfortable, and that happens a lot more often now, but you never know how long these windows are going to last for, or these opportunities are going to be there. So,
and it is crazy. 4 years ago, we would do whatever we needed to do to get Michael to where he needed to be. So if we need to make a constellation for, to get him on the get him on the FGL bus, we did. Now he's got his own bus and he's got writers writing with him. So, we keep doing what we think is right for our writers.
Yeah, it's a Game of Thrones. We're all kind of give and take here at the beginning, especially at the beginning of a writer's career. You have to make some adjustments as it goes. I like that you used the word uncomfortable, Jesse. That's we do have to make some uncomfortable phone calls at times, and I'm sure Hardy's because I know him, that he's that guy that's so nice. He tells everybody when they catch him, because what writer or artist is going to tell another writer when they're talking to him they don't want to write with him? None. So that falls on your shoulders. You're probably getting all the phone calls. Well, I talked to Michael and he said he wanted to write. Nothing like being the bad guy, right?
Right. And most of the time he really does want to too. It's just there's only so many days.
How do you manage that as a whole with the rest of your rosters too? Because there's a challenge as a publisher of that balancing act. I call it the crisis management side of like gently not upsetting people, making sure he's in the people he needs to be with, but creating new opportunities. How do you manage that? Do you have any secrets? That's what I'm asking, so I can steal them.
I take it, one at a time. Everything's differently. I don't have any magic formula or anything. I try to be as real as I can about it. It is what it is. I think that most of the other publishers know what's going on too, even if they don't say it right away. Like they know. And yeah, as positively as possible every time and one at a time.
Yeah. Do you have I know the answer to this, I think, but do you have a process you use when you're particularly, let's say, a new writer or artist? Is there one you weigh when you're going to drop somebody like that in? What's your gut on those kind of calls? Because again, as you mentioned, if you want to stay ahead of the curve, you got to find the new stuff too. What's your process for bringing those kind of things into Michael, especially as he is a partner now and he's signing things? And how often is he going to be involved with his own writers? Because I find the secret to those successes is finding a writer. Well, Dennis knows this as a writer and a publisher, of not only signing them, but bringing them into your rights, creating those opportunities for them. What does that look like, and how's he approaching that right now?
He's taking a lot of ownership in all of that. For new artists, he's very aware that he doesn't want to just get locked in the same group of people and miss out on somebody new that's great. So if someone's new comes along, I'll send it to him and he'll listen right away. And if he digs it, he'll try somebody new if he really likes it out of nowhere. And for the other writers with him, like we were very conscious of signing people like Zach and Nick both write with Hardy a lot before we signed them. And he loved writing with them anyway. So fitting them into his writing schedules and getting them more opportunities because of the Hardy rights is natural, and he would have wanted to anyway. And it's definitely a part of it, and figuring out the right combinations.
As you guys continue to grow, I mean, I think you have the opportunity to become another Smack Publishing. For those of you that, out there that don't know, Shane McAnally's publishing company, which is right now is one of the leading industry publishing companies. And I think you guys have the potential for that with the strength and the writers you're signing. And again, having that, when you can anchor a publishing company with your Sears and Roebuck, your Hardy, and then bring in your Zachs, your Knicks, and you have your artists in development like Bailey, it really is a good recipe for success. Was a lot of that intentional, or how are you looking at it as a team on how you continue that growth process?
You know, as we spoke before, it's got to be a natural process. So we are looking to sign other writers, and we are looking to grow. And probably next year, we will, you know, most likely hire someone. And that's got to be, we want to hire, of course, the right people and sign the right people. So we're taking it from a talent and work ethic perspective. That might sound oblique, but really we're judging it on people. We're building a people company and not just a publishing company. We don't care about having 10 writers. We just care about having writers. Listen, being a writer, and I know Jesse feels the same way, I would feel guilty if we couldn't help them down the road. I don't want to sign somebody just to see what could happen. You know, I want to sign somebody that we want to sign somebody that we really believe in and that we really see an avenue for them to get to the next level.
I love that people company. That's my, I don't think I've heard it phrased like that. I really like the way that looks. So being a father and the son, has there been some challenges in when you're talking company dynamic? Any good arguments or Thanksgiving dinner, you know, mashed potatoes flying across the table yet? Are you guys kind of in good syncopation at the moment?
Go ahead, Jess.
Of course, there's been some of the, man, we are in a great spot now. I think that the transition for any parent to see their kid as something other than their kid when they get mad or just emotional about anything, I think it reverts back 20 years automatically most of the time, you know? So there's that stuff, but I think we're in a great place now, and I would not have it any other way. It's such, not only, I'm so lucky to have this part of a relationship with my dad that I didn't have before at this point in my life together, working on something and being successful obviously is amazing and helps it all too. So you know, any kind of fight, like at the end of the day, we could be like, hey, man, like stuff's pretty good. I don't think that we should really be fighting right now. Why don't we just take 5 minutes and I think we'll agree on it.
Well, in the beginning, it was a little hard because I'm more of a control freak and I want hands on everything. And then I realized that, you know, in order for this to work, I'm going to have to let Jesse do what he does. And I'm just, you know, as a dad, I can just speak to how proud I am of him.
The AIMP Nashville Pubcast is hosted by yours truly, Tim Hunzi. Executive producer, Travis Myatt. Producer, Brandon Harrington. Mixing and editing by Casey Porter. And this has been a Dime Collective production.